Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration. Not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to feel the unseen and connect with people on a deeper level, which creates a space for the answers to arrive. So I am super excited to introduce Melissa Lewis. Now, Melissa is a spiritual intuitive who helps people find the root cause of their unresolved emotional or physical health issues so that they can achieve wellness. Now, she holds a business degree and has worked as a corporate wellness coach for a top five Fortune 500 company, where she coached over 5,000 people on how to create healthy lifestyle habits so they can achieve wellness. And Melissa is also a massage therapist and has provided the service at luxury resorts and spas for over 25 years. And she's also authored a book, which is called The Angel Wears Prana: The Journey of a Healer. Well, welcome, Melissa. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you for having me, Wendy.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping people really demystify their physical or emotional challenges. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Thank you so much. I am ready to share with people what I've learned over a long period of time and help others through difficult challenges that I've been through myself.
Yeah, fantastic. And, always top of mind question here for me is, I mean, you were working at a very prominent corporation, but what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your intuitive healing practice?
Well, when I was finishing up my career in the corporate environment, I felt guided. I felt tired out after servicing the 5,000 people. And I just knew after servicing those people that I could do so much more if I had more open parameters with my work.
Right.
So that was the beginning of it. And then I wrote my book. And then I had to go through a major transformational process myself. So, although I planned to start coaching many years ago, I had to do a lot of my own healing first.
So the coaching actually was something you were thinking about taking out on your own while you were in the corporation in that role.
Yes. And I did leave the corporation and start coaching, but it didn't take off how I thought it would. And I
Oh,
learned that I
imagine
needed. Yeah,
that.
right. Imagine that. It didn't work out perfect. I had to overcome a lot of obstacles to get to the place where I can be the healer that I am today.
Right. Well, it's one of those things. As soon as you jump out into, business for yourself, that's when it's like somebody just puts a mirror right up in your face. It's like, oh, now I see all this stuff I've got to kind of fix or heal or work
Got that
through.
right.
Yeah. So now, how long have you had your own healing practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
It's been several years now, and yes, the vision has evolved. Now, it evolved in a major way because I had a dramatic spiritual awakening in August of 2019. And I was basically told of the grand future that I'd be having, and I was totally shocked. The information that I was receiving was like, you've got to be kidding me. I'm Melissa from Minnesota, right? They're like, no. The information I was getting was like, no, not really. Yes, I'm Melissa from Minnesota, but the where my life is going to go in the future apparently is quite large and something that I would never, ever in a million years would have guessed.
Wow, that just kind of gives me, you know, goosebumps just hearing you talk about that. It must have been just a phenomenal experience for you to receive
it really
that
was.
Message.
It really was. And that is going to be the topic of the second book that I'm working on now. So yeah, I was in basically physical shock for about 6 months, just trying to take in that information that I heard.
Yeah, I can imagine. And then obviously you decided to own it and continue your journey and taking this incredible ability that you have out into, you know, a format that allowed you to fully express it versus, you know, the rigid structures within the corporation. So now I think you intimated that there were a lot of things you had to overcome internally. Can you illuminate some of those roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way and just provide us with a little bit more details of maybe a few, not all of them.
Yeah.
A couple.
I struggled with chronic health issues for over 20 years, and I was doing everything that all the healers and doctors were telling me, and I was still struggling. And there came a point in time right before my awakening where I was divorced, but the father of my children came down with stage 4 cancer and diabetes. And due to that situation, I had to break off an engagement. And my life basically crashed down into ashes. Oh. So I had to build myself all up. I had a future planned, and basically it was shown to me that that was not the future that was supposed to happen. And now I'm a single parent of 3 children myself here. And I've been able to heal over 2 years with a lot of work. And that's what I was doing during the pandemic. I was healing. And so now I have so much more wisdom and so much more power that I've unleashed to help other people. My passion is to help people through difficult times to be the person that I needed.
Right. So you are the epitome of walking your talk.
You have to
go through a tremendous amount of self-healing in spite of all the great attempts of physicians and providers and that kind of thing, to where they just were not able to fully help you through this life-threatening situation. So, wow. And obviously you have then through that process gained a lot of clarity as to how your abilities are very powerful and effective, which is probably, I'm assuming anyway, giving you the courage to really take your spiritual healing, you know, intuitive abilities and work with a lot of people beyond just that corporate wellness structure.
Yes, going through something like this gives you such a bird's eye view of some of the challenges in life and why they happen. There's a meme going around somewhere on the internet that says, doctors study medicine and healers study darkness. That's what I excel in, because I've been through so much darkness. I can spot it in something, in someone, in somewhere else. So there's a lot of things going on in our culture, especially these days, that is darkness, that a lot of us aren't comprehending. We don't understand how bad some things really are on a deep level. And we don't understand the way some things that people would just not think are problematic are actually something that's hurting you.
Wow. And when I was introducing you, I illuminated your zone of genius is really that ability to see the unseen and to facilitate people in, you know, discovering the root cause through that. So, and obviously, you know, you are an expert at helping people discover, you know, those root causes of their unresolved emotional and physical issues and help them achieve wellness and heal those. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the business side of taking this forward, specifically the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? So this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yes, I have noticed that people don't know they need me. I can tell that they need me, but they don't know they need me, because the mainstream model of health with a psychologist and a doctor does not meet the level of healing that I can do now that I've been through it. So people, they don't know they need me.
Right.
They don't know what healer means. They don't know the power of spiritual power. And they don't know some of the outcomes that are possible.
Right. Yeah, that can be a big hurdle to overcome. I can definitely understand that because, you know, it's just something that we're indoctrinated with from very, very early on, right? It's just like, oh, we have this, go to the doctor. You know, that was like the authority. That was like the path. You know, you do this, you have this going on, you go see a doctor. And then they control in people's minds the outcome. So what I hear you saying is that just helping to shift people's paradigm.
Yes. And it's a big challenge because I wouldn't have believed some of this stuff myself either. That's why I became this person. As I, 15 years ago, I wouldn't have believed it's possible where I'm at today.
Well, I'd be happy to give you a little bit of insight around that if you'd like.
Love it.
Okay. So the benefit is of today is that social media puts us in touch with literally millions of people, right? The downside is getting our message out there in a way that is perceived as being trustworthy and like a viable option. And because there is a lot of information out there that is possibly inaccurate or has created skepticism. So it's the good news and the bad news, right? It puts you in touch or at least to be accessible by a lot of people. But what is really important is to create a message that really is that dog whistle for your ideal client, even though there is no doubt that you have the, you know, intuitiveness and the ability to really get to the root cause of anybody's health issue, whether it's emotional or physical. But it's the people that are, it sounds like the people that are just, they're done with not being heard and with still suffering through some element of sickness, whether it's emotional or physical. And so the message really needs to speak to that quite clearly, you know, in terms of listing out, okay, you've been to the doctor, you've gone through a whole battery of testing, many, many years of possibly dealing with a therapist to address issues. And guess what? You're still dealing with the same or variations of the sickness. Are you ready to finally heal? Are you ready to finally achieve wellness? And your message is really has to illuminate the fact that, yes, you've tried this and tried that, and you're still dealing with emotional or physical challenges and frustrations and, for lack of a better word, you know, sickness. And then the clear offer is really an easy step that allows them to learn some of your methodology, or, you know, it's called a lead magnet, and we don't need to get into the technicalities, but basically a way that they can learn a little bit about, you know, your approach, whether that is through something of, you know, like a live webinar or a short session that they have with you. So the main point though, that I'm trying to make here is that your message really is only going to be heard by the people that are really sick and tired of being sick and tired, you know, and they have tried everything. And so that's the message that you put out, you know, have you tried everything and you're still dealing with sickness and you're tired of being sick and tired? This is the answer. This process, this approach, we can get to the core, the root cause of this. So it's just a matter of connecting, resonating, aligning your message with that person who is ready because they've tried everything else and they are ready to finally get this healing done. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And you hit the nail on the head when you talked about the doctors. We've placed them on a level where they are the ultimate keepers of our health. And that's not how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You as a person is supposed to be the keeper of the health.
Right. And just simply stating that message will connect with the person that is ready to say, okay, I'm done trying all these different things of the, you know, Western type of healing and providers and medicine and that kind of thing. I'm ready to move on. And I know that there's still hope for me.
That's an ideal client, the one that knows there's hope and knows that this is the next part of the journey.
Yeah, exactly. And yes. So that message clearly is that illumination for that person that is ready. Again, we know that you can provide wellness, you know, healing for everybody, but it's only those people that are ready. And unfortunately, the others, until they become ready, are not going to be hearing your message. You know, they're not going to know that when they hear your message that, oh my gosh, this is finally the answer. This is, you know, it's like, finally I have the life raft in front of me, you know, to get out of this sea of confusion and pills and procedures. You know, nothing against medication and properly being diagnosed, but when it doesn't happen, when the illness is not solved, then that person knows it's time to move on. So
exactly.
Yeah. So hopefully that provides just a little bit. It comes down to just sticking with your message and knowing that those people who are ready will hear you, and taking full advantage of social media, and that, you know, it does connect you with millions and millions of people. But also understanding that people are skeptical. And so that's the second component that has to go into your messaging, as a way to establish the credibility so that they know that you are a legitimate resource.
Yes. I mean, we have people on the internet that can make a beautiful website and a nice Instagram account, and they seem believable, but are they really? That's why my expertise is so important. I've been at this for 25 years in a mainstream environment. So mm-hmm. I've already worked in those environments, and I've already been through all the doctors. So that's where my expertise comes from. This is already doing it myself.
Perfect. Yeah. Establishing that credibility is the next component that is so important to differentiating yourself and to creating that trust. So yeah, so hopefully that'll all move the needle there for you in aligning with the people that, you know, are waiting to find somebody just, you know, with your kind of spiritual intuitiveness that can get to the root cause. So, and, you know, obviously we're coming off of what, almost 2 years now of the pandemic, where health has been a huge wake-up call for a lot of people. Health concerns and just the emotional challenges of dealing with the social distancing and the new protocols. And it has just really been a catalyst for so many different layers of, you know, awareness and issues. So I'm curious, how has it been an impact on the work that you do?
So during the pandemic, that was when my ex was sick. So I was having to deal with my own health and the emotional health of my children through that loss. Okay. But what it did for other people is there were things that many, many, many people in a Western culture were ignoring by just being too busy all the time.
Right. Yeah.
You know, there's been so many relationship changes. When you have to get stuck in the house with someone, you can really see more of your true self and their true self during that time. Yep. So word on the street is there's a lot more divorces going on, because the stuff that people could ignore because everyone was just working and busy and doing everything, all that was highlighted for people. And when that's highlighted, that's going to turn them in the direction of me, because I'm the expert in those areas. You know, when I was coaching at the Fortune 500 company, I could hear it in people's voices. Oh, it's no big deal. And my husband this and my kids that. And then, oh, we're busy. And it's a different story now. Now things are much more serious. You know, health is more important, and where you spend your time during the day is more important, because we couldn't go everywhere we wanted to go, and we still can't.
Right.
So it basically is, that's a highlighter to what really needed to be addressed for you personally.
Yeah, this really created a catalyst, I'm sure, in terms of people's awareness to, oh, this is, you know, this is not working. Something has to change.
there were a lot of people just getting by, and they didn't realize they were just getting by because they called it their normal life.
Yes, right. And when we say we just like to get back to normal, really? How about let's achieve a new normal that includes wellness and finally, you know, creating a life that is balanced and full of fulfillment and meaning, and, you know, not only with our health, but emotionally as well. So yeah, so fantastic. Well, Melissa, how do you work with people who want to finally achieve wellness? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah, so I'll do 25-minute free consultations. And during that time, I speak with clients and get just a quick view of what they're struggling with. And then they get to feel me out as to, does it feel like the right fit? Is this person really going to be able to deal with what I want to deal with? During those consultations, I can actually, it's an indicator of people's motivation level for me.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes when they're telling me a certain thing, or they'll say, I've talked to somebody else and I'll tell them how I would approach it, sometimes it's not the right fit. And I feel like that is a really important step in the process, because it would appreciate the same thing if I was going to invest in a new journey. I would want to make sure it's with the person that understands me. So I feel like the consultations are really important, because it gives the person access to me to really feel it in real time. Is this mm-hmm. going to work for me? Right. And so I just ask a lot of questions and ask where they're going and what they're willing to do or what they've done before. And like I said, this area opens of their awareness of, am I ready for this next step? Or is there something else I should do before I go to this? You know, it's really a clarifying experience, the mm-hmm. consultation is.
Okay, nice. And so beyond that, you share a little about your approach or your philosophy?
Yes. And so basically on my Instagram account, I post every single day something that is dealing with either how to receive spiritual messages, how to receive health messages, different tools, different tips, different things that I do in my life every single day that teach me more about health, more about things that doctors aren't telling you, new concepts, that type of thing. So my website or my Instagram account is going to show people, this is the type of thing she's talking about, the awareness that she's looking at. Mm-hmm. And so basically, so if I was to finish a consultation with somebody and they said, yes, I feel like this is the right fit, so then we would schedule their first hour session. And that's when we get really deep. You know, this mm-hmm. is when you're going to have to be like, this is what I'm eating. This is what I've tried before. This is what I'm trying to overcome. And then we create a plan. And most people need accountability when they're going to go on a difficult journey like this. And so I'm the accountability factor. And I've even developed like an amazing ability to set goals with people. And I can even hear if they're setting a goal and I can tell that they're not going to follow through with it. I know to ask more clarifying questions. And I don't make an embarrassing thing. I mean, I've heard this before. That's what I heard from all of my clients, is I'm not judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell if you're not going to make your goal. It's not an ego thing for me. I'm really good at helping people set goals, because I can tell if they're not going to make that goal, then I start with more questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have indicators and scales that I use where people answer questions, where I can tell. And then we adjust the goals, and I can tell in their voice. They're like, oh yeah, that's a better goal for me. And I understand why, that type of thing. So then they're going to leave that first session with some goals, and it's up to them. You know, if you're going to really put the work into healing on this level, you're going to have accountability. It's self-discipline. It's what we all need.
Right. Well, yeah, because it's easy to go back into the patterns or the lifestyle choices that led us into, you know, that situation. So it does take a bit to jump out of that rut. So yeah.
And I'm fully aware that that's just human nature. It's not laziness like we call in our mm-hmm. lives these days. It's human nature to take the path of least resistance.
Right. Yeah. And to keep on that path, even though we've received information that that's not the best path, it's still difficult without the accountability. So I love how you work with your clients and not only really getting to clarity around what their current lifestyle is, the choices they're making, how to adjust that, create a plan that's going to support their path to wellness, and be that accountability factor to keep them on track.
Correct.
Yeah, well, that's great. And so Instagram is is where you're most active, or how can listeners learn more about you and your expertise?
Yes. So the Instagram account is going to show so much more detail to what I'm talking about. And that's at The Angel Wears Prana. I do have a website called theangelwearsprana.com where I've posted some articles, and you can buy my book and see some other things that I have done. Or there's some tests on there, free personality tests that are great to do in line when you do coaching. Sometimes some of the goals will just be go take the free personality tests. I am big on free stuff. Like, I have been through so much healing that I know where all the good free information is. And most of the healing journey is more doing the work. I mean, I know where the tools and the tips are that have taken me 15 years to find them. And so now the only hard work for the client is actually following through and doing it. And because I can lead them to where all the tips are.
Right. So a clear path isn't the answer necessarily. It's actually putting it all into action and sticking with it. So, okay. So that the angelwearsprana.com is your website, right?
Correct.
And that's where you have this free personality test and really a lot of other information as well.
Yeah. And you can sign up for my newsletter. I'm putting those out. Basically whenever a health issue, not an issue, but just something comes into my awareness and I decide to write about it, I'll put it in the newsletter. Now, the one thing that I pride myself on with my newsletter is I get a lot of newsletters that say, hey, how you doing? This is what I'm doing. And like just teasers. I nail it down in my newsletter. I'm going to tell you, this is what's going on in my life today. Here's the three things I've done in my life. And here's the three websites that you can find to make this change in your life. I'm not messing around anymore. You know, I'm tired of getting emails into my box that when I read through them, they say literally nothing to me.
Right.
People don't need that anymore. They're tired of that.
So content rich is what I'm hearing, that you've got really some high value in those newsletters that you put together. And then Instagram, your handle is The Angel Wears Prana, correct?
Yes, correct. Okay,
fantastic. So people can follow you on that as well. And be sure to look in the program notes for all these links so that you can jump right directly to her Instagram and follow her, because it sounds like there is lots of great information that you're always putting out. And speaking of that, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here through our conversation, but if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Yes. So basically, I forgot to mention that I have a YouTube channel too, and it's also under the Angel Wears Prana, where I leave videos. And one of the most important concepts that I've put into those videos is that we're in something called the Great Awakening. This pandemic and all the things that are happening, we are all being awoken to new potentials. And one of the major new potentials that's happening is we need people to have their own businesses. Because when people have their own businesses, then you have the power to help people so much more than the corporate environment, because you have an expertise and you put your love and your passion into it. So although you and I both know that it is very daunting to start your own business, it's exactly what the world needs right now. Even though it might seem like too big of a thing for people, it's what we need. And this is where I bring the spiritual concepts into it, because spirituality is pushing this. Spirituality wants this. Like, the spirit world wants more people to own their own businesses, because that's where the investment is. That's where the love comes through. You know, if you love your business and it's yours, you're going to do a better job than if you're getting paid by someone else. That is just the bottom line. So we need more people into business in all different forms.
Yeah. Wow. That is really inspirational. Just to hear you say that, it is like this massive consciousness that is, you know, really beckoning for more individuals to step out in a big way and bring forward their zones of genius, right? Like I commented on earlier, and just bring the new consciousness into a focal point, because, you know, things are evolving, but quite frankly, that's in my opinion, is that the pandemic has been brought as an opportunity for us to really look inward, look outward, and make that shift. So I totally in alignment with you there in terms of it. It is a season of great awakening that's happening. So yeah, fantastic. Well, Melissa, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your years of being a very important component to this Fortune 500 company and providing wellness and education to thousands of people through that format, to now this impactful work you're doing as a spiritual intuitive, helping people find the root cause of their unresolved emotional or physical health issues so that they can achieve wellness. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you so much for finding me and making this work.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Melissa Lewis through Instagram, YouTube, through her profile. Her handle is The Angel Wears Prana. And also look for her website, theangelwearsprana.com. And sign up for our newsletter. It sounds like it's really a great resource. And be sure to take that personality test. I'm sure it's very insightful. We'll provide a lot of great information just by staying connected. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you have established all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right, well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Melissa Lewis. And as always, here's to your success.